Let's all stand for the reading of God's Word, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit, despise not prophesying. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. The very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I pray that these few minutes, Lord, that we take tonight with the Bible, with these your people, would be profitable, Lord, to each and every one of us. And on purpose tonight, I'm going to focus my message and my energies to really just a very small percentage of the congregation. But I don't believe that anything that I say tonight will not be of help to all. And Lord, so I pray that you'd give us that open heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Brother Reiser, you want to bring that up here? In the next few days and weeks, are going to be saying our goodbyes to our college students. And my wife's been a big help in helping to get these bulletin boards in the back finished and ready to go. Brother Eric, I think, got and Brother Poet teamed up and cut the boards and covered them with the material. And then my wife did the part that takes a woman's touch, amen, and put this thing together. I'm very excited about this, and I hope you are. We are blessed. I will tell you that there are churches, I mean good churches, I mean with sincere people and sincere men, that go years and years and years and never see a person go off to Bible college, or maybe only see one or two in a large span of time go to Bible college. And the young people that's on this board are young people that will be attending Bible college this coming fall. We put their pictures back there on purpose. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that God laid it on Pastor Ross's heart to create a place called Missionary Hall. I can't tell you what a blessing that little hallway is to me. Now, I'm here more than most of you, so I've got more opportunity, don't I? But isn't it fun when you're maybe waiting for a meeting to end or service to begin, or a little bit afterwards you're waiting for your wife to quit talking, that you have... I'm just going to keep looking this... I'm going to keep looking this way. I'm going to keep looking this way. That you have a place you can go to be challenged and refreshed, a place to pray. Do you do what I do sometimes and just kind of go box to box to box and look at the faces of our missionaries and call their name out to God? Maybe read a little portion of a letter and say, wow, you know what? Our church gets to be a little part of this. Isn't this unbelievable? And that's really a blessed place in our church. I remember Pastor told me, I want our children to be able to go down, up and down a hallway and look and see the faces of missionaries and to see the different things that we get an opportunity to invest in. I want that kept before them. But one of the things you'll find in Missionary Hall is a board that contains the pictures of our college students. And I'm going to talk tonight to our college students. Some of you are going to Bible college for the very first time. Others are returning as you are continuing your education. And be honest with you, I guess I'm so thankful that I'm in a busy church and that we have so many things going. But as you feel sometimes, I sometimes feel along with that a sense of frustration. I'm glad I'm in a growing church. I'm glad I'm in a church where there's a lot of people. But I sometimes miss the fact that I can't spend as much time with each individual as I would like to. And I'm sure you feel that yourself. I would have loved to be able to bring in every single college student one at a time and just spend an hour talking to them as they prepare to go to Bible college. And so I guess instead of doing that, I'm going to take a little time tonight and talk to you as you sit in the congregation. And I'm going to chat with you and talk to you and maybe say the same things to you that I would say if we had that little time in the office together. Bible college is a wonderful, wonderful thing. If God has stirred your heart to go to Bible college, it's a good thing. And there's a lot of wonderful things that await you. As in every situation, there's also, with all of the good, some pitfalls and some things that you're going to have to be careful of. And I'm going to just talk to you for a few minutes. I've entitled this, 7 B's for Bible College Students. 7 B's for Bible College Students. If you're a preacher, I've been there. I've gone where you're going. I've walked that trail. And I may not have gone to the same college you're heading to. And I told our seniors, I guess none of them like each other. I've never seen a class scatter so many different directions in all my life. But I'll tell you, can I just say this as a pastor? I kind of like the fact that we have students going to several different colleges. That doesn't bother me a bit. I think that you ought to listen to some guidance as far as allowing your pastor and your parents to narrow it down to a certain. I think there's Bible colleges you should go to, and I think there's Bible colleges you shouldn't go to. Not everything that says Christian is. But at the same time, I was in Bern, Indiana, Monday and Tuesday preaching a youth conference, and I had this young man that was a senior, just graduated, and he said, I want to talk to you real quick. And I said, sure. I'm standing in the hallway, and I didn't take him anywhere, just right there. And he said, I just graduated from high school, and I want to go to Bible college, and I'm still not discerning which one to go to. And I thought, hello. Well, we better decide now, hadn't we? And I'll tell you exactly what I told him. I said, he started wanting to ask about some specific college. And I said, let me just tell you something, okay? I said, I don't know you, but I'll tell you who does know you. Your parents know you, and your preacher knows you. And I said, there may be several, and I think there is. This is an exciting time for young people. I mean, folks, I'm not exaggerating when I say this. If you want to go to a Bible college, I mean a good independent fundamental Baptist Bible college. And that's the kind we support here. That's the kind this preacher is going to encourage our young people to go to. And I'm talking about King James Bible. I'm talking about soul winning. I'm talking about standards. I'm talking about decency. And I'm talking about all the things that we stand for here at Blessed Baptist Church. I said, you can just about turn your back to you think I'm exaggerating? To a map of the United States and toss a dart over your shoulder, and somewhere within driving distance of that dart, it may not be a big college, but you'll find somewhere in that vicinity a place where full-time workers are being trained, and I mean in a good place. This is exciting. Brother Joe, it didn't used to be like that. I mean, me and you decided to go. There was just a handful of things out there, and it really is an exciting time, and I'm for all of this. I really am. I'm excited about this. But having said all that, I think that our young people, we try to take a college tour trip. We swing south, wait 2 years, and swing north. And I like to have them walk on a lot of campuses. Of course, we can't drive to everyone that would be good in the United States or America, but we try to at least get them on some campuses. And I think it's good to walk on the campus. I think it's good to pray. I think it's good to sense what the Holy Spirit would have you do, and whether... I remember when I went up to visit Hiles Anderson College, there was a guy that attended this church that went with me on that trip, just two of us. We were both getting ready to go to Bible college and seeking God's will. And within a very short time of being on the campus, I knew the Holy Spirit told me this is where you're supposed to be. And I got in the car, and I just figured he'd feel the same way. I said, what do you think? And he said, well, I think it's great, but this isn't where I'm going to go. He said, I have no peace about this. And I said... And you know what? Can I say that? It's fine. It's fine. The best thing, the safest place you can be is in the center of God's will. You want to make sure you're where God wants you. And college students, I think it's a wonderful time. I think that it's a great opportunity for you. But I'm going to give you just 7 pieces of advice
as you prepare to head off to Bible college. Number one, be teachable. Seven B's for Bible college students. Be teachable. Be teachable. If you haven't figured it out yet, when you go there, they're going to ask you for a check. That's because you're paying to go there. They're not writing you a check. Now, they do write checks at Bible colleges, but they don't give them to the students. They give them to the teachers. Now, I mean this. Be teachable. If you show up at college with a know-it-all attitude, then you're wasting your time. By the way, that's true anywhere. That's true at Blessed Oak Baptist School. That's true on the workplace. That's true on the job site. I mean, the person that has a know-it-all attitude is well nigh worthless. Be teachable. Be teachable. Be teachable. You're paying a lot of money. Go learn some things. You sign up for classes. When they're in session, be there. You're paying for them. Go get your money's worth. Be there. Set up on the edge of your seat. Get your notebook open. Or in this day and age, your laptop plugged in. I visit Bible colleges and the teacher's up there talking and the students are listening and taking notes. Well, we've come a long way, haven't we? Or your laptop open. Whatever you've got, and take some notes, and be teachable. Be teachable. Now, everything that you hear as a Christian, you should compare to the Scriptures. By the way, that's fair. That's even fair for tonight. Everything I say, you should say. Now, I may not go to verses, the Bible verses that these principles are founded upon every time, but if you're a Christian very long, you can hear something. The Holy Spirit will bring to your mind verses and say, you know what, that stacks up with Scripture. And one of the things that stacks up with Scripture is be teachable. Be teachable. And so, young people, you're going off to college. You're a student. And you ought to go to learn. Now, there's going to be some things that's taught that you've never heard before. There may be some things, subjects taught on, and you may think you already know a lot about them, and you may find out that you don't know that much about them. By the way, everything that you hear that is not the same as what you already know is not wrong. Sometimes there's just a different way to do the same thing. Not everything's right and wrong. Sometimes it's just different. If you go up there with a closed mind that says, you know what? Anything they say or do in this church and ministry that's not exactly like Blessed Hope, then they're wrong, then just stay here. Honestly, stay here. Okay, there's not always right and wrong. Sometimes there's just different. Learn everything you can. Listen in class. Listen to me. Set up near the front. Get your money's worth. Don't come into class and slide into the back row and hide back in the corner. Get up there and learn and listen. Give that teacher your undivided attention. All right, show up with a sparkle in your eye. You're there to learn something. Be teachable. Be teachable. Be teachable. That's all you heard tonight. It'd be worth you coming. I don't know what's going to save us from this know-it-all generation, but somebody's got to humble themselves and say, you know what, there's some things I need to learn. I don't know everything. And you know what? God wanted me to come here for a reason. God wanted me to come to this place for a reason. And I'm in this class for a reason. And I'm not going to miss what God has for me. Be teachable. Be teachable. Now, you're going to talk to people that know some things that about subjects that you don't know. So take advantage of being around them. Be teachable. Get everything that they have to give you in the classroom. And then try to steal a few more tidbits after class if they'll give you a moment or two. Be teachable. Be teachable.
Number two, let me give you this. Bible college students, be balanced. Be balanced. Now, what you're going to find out is mom's not there and dad's not there to tell you what needs done next. Be balanced. What do you mean, Brother Jerry? I like what they say about Jesus when they watched him for some time and they said this, he doeth all things well. He doeth all things well. I see young people that go up to college and sometimes succeed academically but fail spiritually. I see some that excel in service to God on weekends but fail academics during the week. I see some that do well in academics and service, but they fail in this matter of their social life. And I see students that go out and do a good job at the workplace where they're going to earn the money to pay for college, but then go to the college and waste the money that they earned at the workplace. Now what you're going to find out is that you're going to have a full plate. There's going to be a lot of times you're going to feel like all I'm doing is running around trying to keep all these plates spinning and I don't know if I can keep up with it. Well, let me tell you something. Don't get enamored with one plate and sit there and spin it and watch all the rest of them crash to the ground. Be balanced. Your academics are important. That's why we're sending you there. If all you're going there to do is work on a bus route, stay here. We have bus routes here. Your academics are important. By the way, you're representing us. You're representing your parents. You're representing Blessed Hope Baptist Church. You're representing your pastor. You ought to make good grades. You ought to do the best that you can do academically. You ought to serve God. Now serve the Lord while you're up there. Don't use the excuse, well, I'm here to go to college. I'm not here to go soul winning or work on a bus route. Don't you be a lazy loafer on weekends. You get out there and find some ministry and serve the Lord and be active and be soul winner and do something for the Lord. Most of you are going to have to work, so you're going to have to balance that too. And then you're going to have to find study time so that you can do well academically. Say, Brother Jerry, you're discouraging me. I know I'm being discouraged remembering how it was. Now, believe it or not, I know you're 18 and you know there's an S tattooed on your chest, but you're still going to need to sleep. You're going to have to take care of your body. I mean, you know, I'll tell you what, you get sick. And so what you're going to have to do is be balanced. That means he doeth all things well. I want you to do well in class. I want you to do well socially. I want you to do well in your service to God. I want you to do well in the job that you work. I want you to do well in taking care of yourself. I want you to do well in walking with God. How do I do that? Number three, be organized. Be organized. I think probably one of the greatest things that you'll learn by going off to Bible college is learning to be organized. You know, I was reading this the other day, and I've mentioned this before from the pulpit, but God is a God of order. And God commanded for the church, let all things be done decently and in order. And I love that little story, one of my favorite of all of the stories of the miracles Christ performed, where he fed the 5,000. And I've said this here in our church before, but the Bible tells us that he had them set in companies of 50. Even when Jesus was getting ready to pass out food, he organized the crowd into groups of 50, then organized his disciples and begin to do it in a very systematic, organized manner. Now, some folks are just more naturally organized than others. I'll just tell you, some are more gifted in that area. But whether you are gifted or not, you need to learn to be organized. I know people that I think are much more talented than I am and have better ideas than I do. Probably have much more potential than I do, but I get more done than they do, more accomplished than they do, just because in this one area they're a disaster. They're not organized. Now, young people, as I said a minute ago, you're going to have a lot of plates to spin. So you've got to be organized. Now, let me just give you that very practical. What do you mean by that? I mean, first of all, you're going to have to organize your time. We call that a schedule. You're going to have to sit down and sometime during the first week or so, once you realize where your responsibilities are, what jobs you have, what job you have, what class schedule you have, what outside reading you have to do, what outside assignments you have to do, what ministry you're involved in, you're going to have to sit down and you're going to have to make yourself a schedule and you're going to have to live by it. That schedule must be your boss. Now, it's not going to be like high school, where a teacher comes to you every day and reminds you. Now, don't forget, in 3 days this paper's due, in 2 days this paper's due, in 1 day this paper's due. The teacher's going to walk in and they're going to say, get a piece of paper and pen out. Let me tell you what outside assignments are due. And when they're due, boom, 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 boom. And you're never going to hear another thing about it. You're going to think she forgot or he forgot. But I guarantee you, on the date that they said it was due, they'll walk in and say, turn in your book report, turn in your... And you're going to look around and go, everybody's going to be getting something out of their notebook except you. Well, she should have reminded me. Well, welcome to being an adult. Welcome to it. This is what you've been whining about not having. Freedom. Freedom. I don't want everybody telling me something to do, what to do all the time. They won't. They'll tell you once. Then you'll sink or swim on your own. Now, honestly, you have to be organized. Every one of you need to get something. And by the way, this is, I live by one of these things. I absolutely live by one of these things. I look at this not just daily, but dozens of times a day. You need to get you some kind of an organizer. Now, I'm going to suggest this to you. I'm giving you some practical things. There's all kinds of these for sale. Okay? You can get a monthly organizer that just has the 12 months in it. You need to get a weekly/monthly organizer. All right? That means every one of you. By the way, this would be good for our high school students to get. It'd be good for our adults to get. There's never been a person that's been successful that didn't work from a to-do list. As successful as they could be. You got it. Now, some of you men say, I've got one, and it's right up here. And you know what? There are people that are like that. They can absolutely work from a mental to-do list. I can't. And most of us honestly can't. But you have to have that to-do list. There's a lot to do in Bible college. Now, what this does, and by the way, you can get an academic one that runs from July. This one runs from July to July. And it's academic, which means it covers a school year. It might be better to get this kind than it is to get an 06 one and an 07 one. You had to buy two of them, and you can just buy one for school. This one runs from July to July of next year. Now, what it has in it is, if you take the tab, it does have a monthly calendar so that you can have an overview of what's coming up. You can look and see, and then you can say, boy, I better check the next month, August. What are the major things? What's going on? What things are due? But in August, it has, then after the monthly one, it has a day-by-day schedule, day-by-day block of space where you can write in the things that need to be done that day. And when you're in the class the first day and they're giving out all these assignments and when they're due, you can then look ahead and you can write those things in. You can give yourself reminders, 2 weeks till due, 1 week till due, till it's due. We all need to be a little better organized. So organize your time. Organize your schedule. You're not going to read your Bible if you're not scheduled. You're not going to pray if you're not scheduled. You're not going to get your assignments done if you're not scheduled. You're going to miss important meetings if you're not scheduled. And if you don't keep track of things, you're not going to have your assignments due. Am I right, Bethany? Is this what I'm getting is good? By the way, why are you asking her? Because she's a straight-A student.
You say, well, she's just smart. Let me tell you, I know Bethany. She is smart. But let me tell you something else. She's organized. Organized. Brother Jerry, I don't even know why you're spending... I mean, you got a pulpit, you got a Bible. We're supposed to be in church. I guarantee you, you could do more for God if you'd get organized. You could accomplish more for the Lord Jesus Christ if you get organized. People go to sleep, get up. What are we going to do today? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. Well, let's just, I guess, get up and wander out there and see what happens. What a silly way to live your life. When are you getting up in the morning? Oh, I don't know. Well, ask your schedule. That's your boss. Schedule tells you when to get up. Schedule tells you when to go to bed. Schedule tells you what you're to do in between. Schedule. Schedule, schedule, schedule. You got that? So organize your time. Organize your assignments. Okay? You're going to have to make lists. You're going to have to keep track of those lists. You're going to have to keep from losing those lists. Mark off things when they're accomplished. By the way, it's a good feeling when you work off a list. It's nice to be able to mark those things off. Got them. Done. Finished. Completed. What if I get to the end of the day and not everything's done on the list? Well, guess what? You either get to stay up and do them, or if it's lights out and they're going around busting you for having the flashlight out on underneath the blanket, then you're going to have to take what's left and you're going to have to flip the pages and you're going to find out when you can get that done at some other time. By the way, don't let things snowball and don't procrastinate. Do what you're supposed to do on the days you're supposed to do it. Be where you're supposed to be. And if you don't, you will flounder. You will flounder in Bible college. And then you'll want to call home and talk about how it's too hard, or maybe it wasn't God's will, or the teachers aren't fair to you, and all of these other things. No, it's because you're disorganized. It's because you're disorganized, all right? So get organized. Get organized, all right? Be organized. Number four, I kind of touched on this a few times, but let me give it to you. Be godly. Brother Jerry, I'm going to Bible college. I know. Be godly. Be godly. Those of you that attended Bible college know what I'm going to say next. You probably heard it from the pulpit a million times. It starts with this statement, if you haven't figured it out yet. The easiest, you know what I'm going to say? The easiest place to backslide is? Brother Jerry, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. What are you talking about? I mean, you go there, every class is start with the Bible, you're studying the Bible, they got chapel every day, you're around all these Christian young people, and boy, I mean, the easiest place in the world to backslide is Bible college. Let me tell you why. Because you're surrounded by all those things, you start wanting to live off the spirituality of people around you instead of going and realizing you have to be spiritual yourself. You can't live off the godliness of everyone around you. You've got to go find God every day yourself. And you are doing this plate spinning. Now, where in the world am I going to have time for devotions? Well, you're going to schedule a time. Because you're going to be organized. Well, folks, listen to me. You need to read your Bible in Bible college. You need to have devotions in Bible college. You need to stay up with your scripture memorization in Bible college. You need to have your prayer time in Bible college. Well, that sounds easy. I'm in Bible college. No, it's not. You haven't lived in the dorms yet. It's not easy. It's not easy to find a quiet place anywhere, or a private place anywhere, or a good time for anything anywhere. If you're going to walk with God, you're going to have to determine to do it on purpose. I thank God. I got one of the blessings I had when I first went to Bible college was I was blessed to have some very good spiritual roommates. And I learned a lot from them. We had to organize ourselves and our time and our space. And I remember several times going down to the end of the hallway at a certain time every morning, one of my roommates, because it was so hard to find some place you could just be alone with God, would go down to the stairwell. And he'd go down one half flight of stairs and down the next, and he'd go back in underneath the stairs, and he would go down there, and that was his prayer spot. And that's where he'd go every day at a certain time. You go down there, and you could look, and that man would be there. And you know what? That challenged me. By the way, he made it. He did okay. You've got to walk with God. You've got to be godly. You've got to read your Bible. You've got to pray. Be a godly. You say, Brother Jerry, it's Bible college. Everybody's godly. No, they're not. No, they're not. There's young people going to be there for all different kinds of reasons. I think the core group will be there for the right reason. I think there's always going to be some folks there that are far there for the wrong reason. They don't really have a heart to serve God. They just wanted to get away from home and go somewhere and goof off. And why in the world they choose a Bible college, I don't know, but they do. So you're going to have to be careful. Be godly. Be godly. Okay, mom's not going to be there to say that's not the right top. You shouldn't wear that one. Dress is too short. You can't wear that slit. You're going to have to make some decisions. Be godly. Don't go somewhere and let down your standards. Uphold your standards. Be godly. If it's wrong to wear a low top at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, I think it would be wrong in a Bible college. Be godly. Be godly. Parents, be patient with me on this next one. I'm going to scare some of you. Number 5, be adventuresome. Then I have in parentheses, but be careful. So maybe you ought to write it down that way, all right? Be adventuresome. Some of you are thinking, don't not tell my child that. Brother Jerry, don't encourage him. You have no idea who you're talking. No, be adventuresome. Let me just throw something out. I want you to challenge you, Bible college students. I'm going to tell you, there's a little window of time where you're out of high school and you have an opportunity to probably do some things that once you get married and settle down, you're not going to have a chance to do anymore. Sarah had this opportunity to go up to Canada. I said, go. And then she wanted to take Hannah. I said, what? No, I wanted you to go, not my daughter to go. Now, you asked Hannah what I said. I said, I'm going to tell you what, you got an opportunity to go. By the way, I'm not talking about doing things that are bad. I'm not talking about doing things that are wrong. I'm talking about when you get to Bible college, here's the temptation. You're going to want to go into ministries or go into places where's your comfort zone. Well, I know a little bit about that. Well, I know about that, so I'm going to join that. I thought you went to learn something. Are you thinking with me? Be adventuresome. Most of you are going to go to churches that are larger than ours, churches that have ministries that we can't start yet, or maybe we'll never be able to start. Go learn something. Go see something. One of the things I told Hannah when she was on the phone, she's called from Canada. I'm just excited to get that cell phone bill. I don't know if that's in our calling area or not. Call from Canada. I said, what's there to eat around there? She said, oh, Dad, they got a Subway. And no, what else? She started telling me about all the different things. I said, listen, you and Sarah go every day somewhere to some place that you'll never see around here and go eat at it. Go try it. So they went to bars and... That can't be true because there's plenty of them around here. I mean, Jasonville's full of them. So. Bars closed, the economy would collapse. But, no. No, honestly. And she called me and said, Dad, we went into this place and it was this type of restaurant. And we didn't know what this was. And went, be adventuresome. Be adventuresome.
Try things for the Lord that you've never tried before. If the college is saying, hey, we're going to go here, if you can go, go. We're going to go see this. If you can go see it, go see it. Honestly, I'm telling you honestly, you ought to go see and do everything you possibly can. Get everything that's there that's good and wholesome. So be adventuresome. Don't go to class. As soon as class, run back to the dorm and crawl into the bed and wait for the next class. Don't do that. No, honestly, don't do that. You know, be adventuresome. But be careful. Number 6, I give you this. Be committed. Be committed. Now, let me just share something with you. It's not God's will for you to go to Bible college. Okay, right now. I was going to tell you the date, but I can't see it. What's the date? It's not God's will. Oh, I know. It's God's will. It's not God's will on August 16th for you to go to Bible college, and not God's will on October 3rd. Be committed. Oh, Brother Jerry, you don't have to worry about me. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Bobby, you want to testify about some phone calls you got the first year? I'm picking on Bethany tonight. Sister Carla was telling me about some of Elizabeth's phone calls. Where's Sister Carla at? She's in the nursery. Aren't you glad she's in the nursery? I have a feeling they're not the only two. Be committed. Be committed. If you're going to go, then finish the year. If you're not going to finish the year, don't go. Be committed. It's a horrible habit in life to start something and not finish it. So be committed. I mean, I knew it was God's will for me to go to Bible college. And when I went up there, I was determined that I was going to finish Bible college. Now, some of you, I know you've already said to me, you've said to your parents, I'm going to go for a year. And you know what? After that year, if you want to come back home, we'll use you. We need you. And it's all right. I encourage kids to go for a year. And after a year, they say, I'm not really called anything. I want to go back home. I want to serve in my church. Amen. Come on back. But if you're going to go for a year, then go for a year. Now, that means you have to be committed. Oh, but Brother Jerry, I went and visited on college days, and they played this, and they did this, and they went here, and they took us there, and they lied to you. That's not the way it really is every day. Sometimes it's lonely, and sometimes you're discouraged, and sometimes you've had a bad day, and sometimes you failed something, and sometimes somebody's mean to you, and sometimes you see things, and you don't think it's right, and you have to be committed. If you're going to go, you have to be committed. So go and finish the year. And let me give you the last one. Number 7. Be sure. What do you mean, be sure? Be sure that we will miss you. Be sure that we will pray for you. Be sure that we will be here for you. Be sure and call your mother. Feeling conviction here. Be sure that Blessed Hope Baptist Church is behind you and with you and for you. Go have a good time. Serve God. Learn some things. Make some friends. Try some things. Keep your nose clean. Don't come back having to hang your head. Come back with your head held high. Carry the testimony of your parents and carry that name well. Carry the testimony of your church. Carry it well. Come see us at Thanksgiving if you can. Christmas for sure. And a few times in between would be nice. Don't forget us at spring break. And we won't forget you. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that you'd bless these young people.
God bless them. God bless them. This is always a time of great mixed emotions for parents and for a church. We want to let go and we want to hold on. We want to push them out and we want to pull them back. We want to say go with God, then we want to go with them. I guess that's pretty normal. But Lord, I wouldn't stand in one of these kids' way. Take them, Lord, and mold them and use them, prepare them, protect them, bless them, teach them, train them, use them, and then bring them back safe to us, Lord. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.